Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
So where we are right now is 2011. You watched a couple of fumbled punts and your heart broke. 2012, you get the ball at the 5-yard line at a first down. You don't score and your heart breaks. 2013, tipped interception, your heart breaks. 2019, you got a 10-point lead going into the Super Bowl, or going into the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl, I should say. Your heart breaks. 2021, you have a dropped interception in a game you should have won 15 times, your heart breaks. 2022, you can't compete because your quarterback goes out in the first series, your heart breaks. And 2023, this is the game to me, Brian, of missed opportunities. And you have an overtime loss, and this fucking sucks.
Sucks.
This sucks. And we can go through. I mean, I don't know, even know what I want to talk about. I don't know if I want to go through the game. I guess we will. I don't know if I just want to talk about the grand scheme of things, just how this feels right now, just the legacy of these guys, what's left on the team, you know, this core group. They had a million chances to win this game. And they didn't do it. And the only thing I could think of the whole time, Brian, was they won two games to get here because the other team left the door open and the Niners were able to come back. The Niners didn't only left the door open in this game. They kept creaking it even further open for the Chiefs to come in with all the chances that they had that they didn't come through on. And I'm fucking sick. I know the fans are probably sick. I feel terrible. I feel terrible for the fan base right now. I really do, because you and I talk to these fans, be the podcast, be the social media, we know what this meant to everybody, and it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it it hurts. I feel like this hurts more than 2019. It felt like for I would say the majority of the game, it was pretty evident that the 49ers were the better team.
Dominated and, 3.5 quarters, probably.
Yeah, and ultimately, I think the biggest frustration is who do you blame? And I could, I mean, I guess the argument is you could blame Jake Moody for the missed extra point, which would have won the game. But at the same time, he made some pretty clutch kicks. And it's hard to blame him. And it's hard to blame Steve Wilks and the defense. They had an incredible game plan. They were able to contain the edge against Patrick Mahomes, which was one of the biggest keys to the game is not letting Patrick Mahomes beat you with his legs, and they didn't do that. And in the end, it was just, again, they lost because Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. And ultimately, I think the biggest frustration is that the 49ers have fielded a very, 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 very good team in the era of Patrick Mahomes. And that's the biggest kick in the balls, is that nobody else has Patrick Mahomes. And ultimately, that's going to keep teams from winning the Super Bowl. And I don't know. I'm just gutted. I'm just gutted.
You know, it was, for me too, you said he is inevitable if you let him be inevitable. They had so many opportunities in this game. And I guess that's where I want to start, is like, they come out, and this is weird because I really don't want to go, because again, there's so many feelings right now. Everybody's going to be listening to this and feeling what they're feeling. But I do want to talk about, I don't want to be like, in the first quarter, this happened, but let's go through the missed opportunities at least. So the first quarter, you're fucking just going right down the field. McCaffrey fumbles. Mm-hmm. Second drive, Trent Williams has a false start and then a holding penalty.
Yeah.
And the play that Purdy throws to Kittle, maybe people kind of stopped playing because they saw the flag, but that's an all-time play. If that play go, you know, Purdy throwing across the field. Mm-hmm. But so now you have two drives where you probably would have gotten points out of that. You have nothing, nothing. So instead of maybe a 10-0 lead, a 6-0 lead, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. You're leaving the door open. I don't know if it was the next drive or the drive after, but it looked like IU, I don't know if there was a miscommunication or IU stopped running or whatever it was, but if IU kind of ran through the route, it would have been a touchdown, whatever, didn't happen. The end of the half, we know Kyle's going to be conservative. So I'm not going to come out here and be like, why was Kyle conservative? We know how he is at the end of halves. But I thought he should have taken timeouts when the Chiefs were inside the 10. Hope you, you know, with the, how well your defense was playing, hope you keep him the field goal. And then you have 40, 50 seconds maybe to go and try to get three more. He didn't do that. I thought that was a missed opportunity. And then they get the field goal. Not field goal. I'm sorry. I can't fucking talk right now. I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Pissed. So they get the interception to start the second half, and you come out and you don't run the ball. You're in empty backfields, and instead of second and seven, you're second, you know, you're second and 10, and then you're second and 15. And like the second series, you get a false start on Banks. I didn't understand what the fuck Kyle was thinking come out in the second half. I thought he got away from the run for a little while.
Yeah.
It was much better towards the end of the second half, but in the third quarter, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. So there were just all these missed opportunities, specifically offensively, where they could have gotten, even if you get a couple field goals, you probably win the game. So that was the biggest thing for me. And I started to write it down. And I think I went, I fucking went on a second. But you had the punt return fumble where it goes off Luter's. You know what I mean?
Just right.
Things, that's the biggest play of the game, probably. I had that written on my second page. I'm sorry. You come out in the second half and you throw six passes. There were so many missed opportunities. There were so many times they shot themselves in the foot that, like, yeah, you're like, this is such a tough loss, but also, like, they kind of fucking did it to themselves in a lot of ways.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean... I'm so gutted right now. Like, it's hard. I know we, you know, you texted me earlier this week. You're like, hey, Odyssey wants us to go live, or not live, but wants us to record after the game, to, you know, to release on Monday. And, you know, I mean, this is what our job is. And I get it, but it's just so hard to talk about. It's so hard to, it's so hard to remove the emotion from it. And, you know, we talked with Jason Aponte, you know, in our Super Bowl preview, and it was not, if not now, when, and honestly, that's what I keep leaning into is it wasn't now. So when is it going to be? Because I don't know. I don't know that this team makes it back next year. I don't know that this team ever beats Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that that most teams beat Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just so frustrating. It's so disheartening. I think Brock played a great game. I think,
yeah, you know, I did too.
I
a good game, a very good game, and clutch at the end.
I credit Brock for again, the moment not being too big for him. And let's be perfectly honest. I credit Jake Moody for the game not being too big. You know, I know he missed the extra point, but ultimately, like, I don't know. I'm not willing to lean it on that. Although I did have a buddy just text me a screenshot of a conversation that we had earlier this week. And, you know, he texted me and I said, the Chiefs defense is no joke, but they are awful defending the run. And I think this is going to be a CMC 25 plus carry game. My prediction is 27-24 good guys. You know, I stuck by that for the week. And he said, Spags always seems a step ahead of Shanahan. So hopefully Shanahan will be smart and stick with the run, even if CMC gets off to a slow start. And not going to lie, Jake Moody makes me real nervous. And I said, I don't predict a game-winning field goal, just two field goals earlier in the game, either that or a missed extra point, because I said it was going to be 27 points. And then ultimately there was a missed extra point. To be perfectly honest, that was the difference in the game. You know, if Moody makes that extra point, this game ends in regulation and the 49ers are Super Bowl champions. And again, I don't blame Jake Moody. You know, I think he made kicks when it counted, and again, I don't blame him, and I don't blame Steve Wilkes, and I don't blame Kyle Shanahan, and that's what's frustrating. You know, like, I want to be able to come on here and just rant and rave and be pissed and be anything, but ultimately I'm just sad, and I'm just numb, and I'm just frustrated, and I just feel like, again, the frustrating part of all of it is that the 49ers have fielded an incredible team, and they've done so in the era of Patrick Mahomes, and that's why they don't have any Super Bowls right now. And it just sucks. It just fucking blows. And I don't really know what else to say about the game, because ultimately it was a really good football game against two really good teams with two really good coaches, with a defensive coordinator on the other side that is world class, a Hall of Fame coordinator who will likely make the Hall of Fame, because he is the only coordinator now who has either offensive or defensive coordinator who has won four Super Bowls, and a head coach in Andy Reid who will also be a Hall of Fame coach, and then Kyle Shanahan, who has been on a Hall of Fame path, but will not get there until he wins a Super Bowl. And the question is, when can he do that? And, you know, we talked about him being on the Andy Reid path, in the preview. And ultimately, Andy Reid finally won a Super Bowl with his second team. And it hurts to say this, but it feels like maybe that's Kyle Shanahan's future. I don't know. But as a 49er fan, it's just hard to take right now. And I don't really know, again, what else to say.
You know, with Kyle, I feel like, again, Kyle Shanahan's going to be a coacher for a really long time. And mm-hmm. he's going to win a lot of games here, and he's going to win more playoff games and everything like that. Right now with Kyle, and this is something it's fair to talk about, there's been two Super Bowl losses for him as a head coach,
yep.
and he was part of the collapse that happened with Atlanta. You could say his play calling was suspect in the Atlanta game. Again, Dan Quinn was the head coach. It should fall on him first. You know, that he's mm-hmm. a responsibility. You saw what happened in the fourth quarter in 2019. And I'll be honest with you, I did not think Shanahan had a good night tonight. And I'll explain why I think that. So first of all, we talked about all the miscues. We talked about all the almost chances. Where they have four false start penalties tonight. They had mm-hmm. the fumble. There were the third quarter. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. Six straight passes coming out. And we talked last show with Jason, like, even if it looks like the Chiefs are giving you a look where, they're playing the run the ball anyway. Mm-hmm. Because second and seven is a hell of a lot better than second and 13, or second and mm-hmm. 15, or whatever it is. And I thought he got away from that for a little while in the third quarter, to the point where I was like, what the hell are you even doing? Like, mm-hmm. I was really like, where is this offensive mastermind stuff? And I liked, even though the touchdown pass from Jennings to McCaffrey, I was holding my breath because it felt like it took 20 minutes for the pass to land.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, you got creative, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're everybody says Kyle's in his bag. In the third quarter, I was like, where the fuck is, did he leave his bag in the locker room? Like what's going on? And when you go into,
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.